When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. What I'm saying is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
Jack Nicholson stars as Frank Costello, the ruthless boss of an underground criminal empire in Southie, the working-class neighborhood on the south side of Boston. Law enforcement agencies have been trying to infiltrate the operation and get evidence that will bring down the mobster.
My people are out there. You will not ever know the identity of undercover people.
Without asking for too many details, do you have anyone in with Costello presently?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Southie-born Mark Wahlberg plays the detective running the Massachusetts State Police undercover operation.
What they did shoot in Boston was cool because we were like right near my neighborhood and stuff like that. And that was pretty weird. You know, shooting a movie right on the neighborhood that I grew up.
You know where that dirtball started his life? Southie Projects.
What was his name? The departed.
Miles Kenefick. Got the job to forge UMass transcripts.
This guy's, his old man runs the Hibernian liquor mart, Kenefick's.
Another Boston area native, Matt Damon, plays Colin Sullivan, a protege to crime boss Costello, who hides his past and enlists in the state police so he can secretly keep his boss one step ahead of the law.
It's really rare in a film of this budget to have characters that are this interesting. Generally, the bigger the budget, the less interesting the characters become, and all of us had actually real things to play.
They knew you had cameras in the building. They knew everything, all right? There was a leak from the inside. It's real, man. Smoke him out.
Leonardo DiCaprio is Billy Costigan, the undercover state police officer who gets close to Nicholson's crime boss and whose life is in jeopardy if the informer, Damon's character, discovers his identity.
These characters are two sides of the same coin in a lot of ways. They come from different backgrounds, but they could have easily made choices the other character made, you know? Depending on the circumstances.
You know, Frank, I look around at your other guys. I mean, they're all murderers, right? Right? And I think, could I do murder? And all I can answer myself is, what's the difference?
Give them up to the Almighty.
As far as Jack is concerned, we kind of expected the unexpected. For me, there were a number of different scenes where I had no idea what was going to happen. I think we all knew that if he came on board, he would have to sort of grab the reins with this character and let him be free for him. And we all were completely sort of ready for that every day that we walked up on set.
How's your mother?
She's on her way out.
You all are. Act accordingly.
In a way, it's a world with a morality no longer exists, and I think Costello knows that.
Director and producer Martin Scorsese says The Departed, though set in Boston and based on a story from Hong Kong, nevertheless mirrors some of his own experiences growing up on the mean streets of New York City.
I was very affected by it. I can tell you more than the physical violence, the emotional violence around me, and it's part of what I am, who I am, and somehow it channels itself into the films, but I don't see it. I see it sometimes almost as absurd, in this film too, there's absurdity in some of the violence, I think. But that's just the absurdity of being alive.
You know, past a situation like this, I kill everybody. Everybody who works for me.
Right.
A lot of this, my working on the film, was intuitive. But I did understand the corruption of power and Jack Nicholson's character. His corruption of power and his beyond God. He has all the money, he's got all the drugs, he's got everything, and he's still not satisfied and ultimately sets himself up to be taken in by his sons.
You accused me once. I put up with it. You accused me twice. I quit. You pressure me to fear for my life, and I will put a bullet in your head as if you were anybody else. Okay?
The Departed also features Vera Farmiga as a psychologist, attracted to both undercover cop DiCaprio and informer Damon, and screen veterans Martin Sheen and Alec Baldwin play rival police commanders. The screenplay, adapted from Infernal Affairs, is by William Monahan. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.